2-0. Fastball from Troxell in for a strike, 2-1. Well, Troxell struck out Dylan Hampton, and then Bryson Nichols was just thrown out at third base by Logan Rutledge to put us at two outs in the top of the fourth. Majors leading 5-1. And trying to get out of this top of the fourth. Troxell looks over at second base at Henson, and the breaking ball comes in for a strike. 65 miles an hour. That thing totally fooled Pro. I think he thought that was going to come inside, and next thing he knew, it broke over the middle of the plate. There is some lightning off in the distance, but I think it's just heat lightning, and it's far away from here. The 2-2, low and inside, ball 3. And again, the umpires have seen that, but they are just letting it continue on here to play.
Logan Rutledge doing another nice job, John, of blocking that ball.
Not an easy one to get, but he was able to do just that. Troxell looks back at second, and the pitch on its way. Strike 3 on the outside corner, 83-mile-an-hour fastball. He froze Chandler Pro. Pro and Dylan Hampton have now struck out twice tonight for Piedmont. A run, two hits with no errors. Piedmont leaves a runner on base. Bottom of the fourth is next, and it's the Enid Majors leading by 4, 5-1. This is Majors Baseball from CTB Sports.
On the baseball field, it's important to be able to count on your teammates. Looking for a teammate you can bank on? You've found one at the Bank of Kremlin. They'll offer you a wide variety of services, including loans, CDs, and always great customer service. They are the team that offers more at the Kremlin, North Enid, Goldtree, and Drummond branches, and at 430 South Oakwood, the Bank of Kremlin, banking with people you know. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather is on the way. Call Slater Mechanical today to schedule your appointment to have your air conditioner inspected for only $79.95. They are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your air conditioner is ready for spring and summer. Get ready for the summer. For only $79.95, Slater Mechanical will inspect your AC. Call Zach and Seth Slater at Slater Mechanical today. 747-3330. That's 747-3330.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And the Majors find themselves ahead of the Piedmont Wildcats, 5-1, going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Trying to get above 500 tonight, they can do so with a win. They're 16-16. Lake and Young will start us off in the bottom of the fourth. I'm John Herrick with Brady Kokajohn up in the booth. Chance Davis, our producer, engineer, back in our Enid studios. And Young takes high for ball one. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by Jansen GMC. They're celebrating 50 years serving Enid, and they're proud to be your truck company. Drive a little, save a lot at Jansen GMC, 2602 North Van Buren in Enid. The 1-0 perfectly thrown in there by Jacob Ellis for a strike, 1-1. Ellis tonight, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. He has allowed 4 runs, 5. The 1-1 is just off the corner, 2-1. But 3 of those runs that he's given up have been earned. The 2-1 to Lakin. Not quite there, 3-1.
That's really hurt Jacob Ellis this whole game, getting behind the Enid Majors hitters.
He's a lefty facing the right-handed Young, and the pitch. Lakin drives it out of play, 3-2. Lakin Young in the last game against the Piedmont Wildcats was not in the batting lineup that day. Gage Gaunt was playing shortstop. Haven't seen Gage in a while. 3-2, and he hits it out onto the street.
I actually saw Gage Gaunt play for Clinton the other day in the 4th of July little tournament here at David Allen.
Really?
So he was playing for Clinton. He played shortstop and had a couple hits, actually, against Kingfisher, I believe.
Kingfisher, the summer baseball team that doesn't believe in jersey numbers. 3-2 pitch is up and in. Ball 4. Oh, yeah. I heard all about that. Back to the top of the order with Seth Graves, who is 2-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI tonight. And that's after, in the first meeting against Piedmont, he struggled. He went 0-for-4 in the first game. He did have a stolen base. in that 2-1 win for the majors. Here they lead 5-1. Also featured, Plainsman baseball coach Brad Gore having a little verbal scuttlebutt with the Ada coach.
Yeah, and the Plainsmen did pretty darn good that
they
tournament.
They went 3-1.
Yeah, though very impressive.
First pitch to Seth Graves. Not quite on the corner, just a bit off it. 1-0.
I really like that Eden Plainsman team.
Yeah,
they're a good young ball club, and they got a great coach, Brad Gore.
They do.
They really do. I like him a lot. Don't really know him as well, but I really like his coaching tactics. Mm-hmm. Seems like a great guy.
One 0 pitch to Graves. Hit over towards second base. Scooped up by Easton McClure. The throw to second to get one. However, they're not going to get the speedy Graves at first. So it's 4-6 on the fielder's choice. Graves will be safe at first. Young is retired, and there's one out. One proud Enid Majors baseball sponsor is Rick's Pharmacy. Every customer at Rick's receives cheerful attention and courtesy while having their pharmacy needs met with care and concern. Rick's Pharmacy, where you get great service with a smile at 811 West Randolph in Enid. Ben Marino is next. Lefty versus lefty between him and Ellis. Graves is going to try to steal second. Throw to first and then back to second base. They will not get him. He is so fast. And he was gutsy enough to steal second base with a left-handed pitcher and Ellis staring right at him.
Yeah, Graves is going first movement on that. That means as soon as he makes any movement, he's taken off. And Ellis has such a high leg kick.
And it takes a while.
Yeah,
takes too long to get there. Pitch to Marino, and it's lofted high, 1-0. Temperature's now back up to 80 degrees. We saw it go from about 100 at game time start down to 75, and we got a 15-minute rain delay in, and we had a downpour for a short time. Now it's back up to 80 degrees. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Graves is going to try to go for third, throw over there, and now he's in big trouble. He's caught in a rundown. He's going to go back to second, and he is tagged out. So good job by the Piedmont defense, and no matter how fast Graves is, it's hard to get away with that twice in one base-running trip.
And Jacob Ellis has picked off 3 Enid Majors now, 2 successful.
Yep.
And he must have a good move here. And, you know, he can almost cheat a little bit with 2 umpires, John, with the degree angle.
Now the bases are empty for the Majors with 2 outs. Pitch to Ben Marino. Sees a fastball. Miss on the outer half, 2-0. And Ellis' strategy has been to just primarily stay away from the Enid Majors batters. Bottom of 4, Majors leading by 4, 5-1. 2-0 to Marino. Had his ankles, 3-0. Ben Marino this summer for the Majors has been walked a grand total of just 5 times. And so far tonight, he's 1-for-2 with a single, a run scored. So that's just his 6th walk now. And that was easy for Ben. That not one of those pitches was close to the strike zone. So Ben just happy to take and take there and get on base. And now he gets a word of encouragement from Justin Fries, one of the Enid Majors players who's coaching at first. And Matt Connerly comes up next. Connerly with 2 walks tonight, a run scored and a stolen base. And he's such a good kid, Brady, that I had to give him grief about the ejection last week.
Oh, no.
Because it was such a bogus ejection. And I said, hey, try not to get ejected from the game tonight. I said, well, I'll try not to. But he just got hit by this pitch here from Jacob Ellis. So now the Majors have runners on first and second with 2 outs. And E.J. Taylor coming up. Majors 5, Piedmont 1, bottom of the 4th with 2 outs. Majors Baseball is brought to you in part by Kuntz Roofing. Turn to Kuntz Roofing for complete commercial re-roofing and new construction. Serving Oklahoma and southern Kansas for over 35 years. Call 580-541-3155 for Kuntz Roofing today. E.J. Taylor is 0-for-1 with an RBI, 0-for-2, excuse me, with an RBI sack fly. He had that sack fly in the first inning. Majors leading by 4 and looking for more here in the bottom of 4 with 2 outs. Taylor sees that one come in for a strike on a 61-mile-an-hour pitch. wind has softened. At the very beginning of this game, it was just blustering everywhere. 0-1 to EJ. Just a bit outside, 1-1. 61 miles an hour again from Ellis. You know, you want to ask Coach Brad Gore about another pitcher that can drive him nuts. He said it to me, soft throwing lefties like this one.
Yeah, it sure will.
Because the way the pitch looks sometimes coming off a left-hander's hand is different. And it's at a different angle, a different space, and sometimes it can really fool your pitchers. And his own team was hurt by that a couple of times earlier this spring.
And the movement of it, and you could pull off on it.
The 1-1 to EJ kept it low, 2-1. Probably a smart thing to do against EJ Taylor. With how hard he can hit the ball into the gap, keeping that ball down in the zone, probably not the worst idea. He'll be an NOC in a Jet next season. Majors 5, Piedmont 1. And there goes Ben Marino. He's going to try to get to third base, and he will get there. And then the pitch goes wide of Fenton, and that will score Marino from third base. Well, he already was getting to third anyway. And then he comes home to score on a wild pitch attempt from Jacob Ellis, and that makes it 6-1 Majors. Connerly goes to third. And for Jacob Ellis, that is now his second wild pitch. And the count is 3-1 to EJ. And EJ did a good job of telling Marino and Connerly, keep moving up, go. Here's the 3-1 to EJ, and he will hit it over towards the left side foul to run the count full. At 3-2.
That is Jacob Ellis' 81st pitch here, only through 4 innings.
Well, and they've only got 11 players active, so the guy that's in the bullpen has to be probably Jacob Starts or someone else. That's what it looks like. 3-2, misses for ball 4. So E.J. Taylor ends up drawing another walk off of Jacob Ellis. That is now the third walk that Ellis has thrown in this inning, and his 6th for the game. And I think that might be it, as the Piedmont coach, John Brown, is going to come on out and talk to Jacob Ellis here. And Ellis will give him the ball. We're going to have a new Piedmont pitcher when we come back in just a moment. It's the Enid Majors 6 and the Piedmont Wildcats 1. And the Majors have runners on first and third with 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th. This is Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
Imagine, you're reading a book, there's a pretty decent buildup, and you turn the page anxious to see what's next. The end. Don't let your education be like that book that you just threw across the room. With convenient locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College can be the next chapter in your life. Enrollment for the summer and fall semester is now open, so visit us at noc.edu to learn more. And remember, don't settle for an unfinished story. Turn your future into something epic with Northern Oklahoma College.
Northern Oklahoma College!
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center, or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Well, it looked like a promising end of the inning on the horizon for the Piedmont Wildcats, but then the Majors made this inning interesting. Jacob Ellis's day is done for Piedmont. The starting pitcher went 3 2/3. He gives up 7 hits. So far, he's allowed 6 runs, 4 of which are earned, but he's responsible for E.J. Taylor, who's on first, and Matt Connerly, who's on third. The Enid Majors by five here, 6-1 over Piedmont. Bottom of the fourth with two outs. And the first man that Jacob Storz will face is Matt Hopkins, who is 1-for-1 in this game with a walk. By the way, the schedule for tomorrow, Stillwater's going to play Piedmont, the very first game, bright and early at 10 a.m. And then it'll be Stillwater against the Enid Majors at 12:30. The Enid Majors will play the Shockers at 3. Burke Burnett will then take on the Enid Plainsmen at 5:30. And then it'll be the Enid Plainsmen against the Oklahoma City Broncos at 8 o'clock. We'll have the two Enid Majors games for you right here on 1390 KCRC. Each team, by the way, that enters the Northern Oklahoma Classic pays a $400 entry fee. But you get four games, and you get to play at David Allen Ballpark. Not a bad trade-off. One run, two hits, four errors for Piedmont, six runs, seven hits, and an error for the Enid Majors. Matt Hopkins trying to get runners home here, and right off the bat, Jacob Storz throws to first base to try to get Taylor, throw home, and he's not going to get Connerly. Storz throws to Nichols at first, and Nichols throws home to try to get Connerly on the double steal, and Connerly will slide in to make it 7-1 Enid Majors. And in the process, E.J. Taylor will steal second base. And the Majors have scored two runs in this inning without acquiring a hit. They lead 7-1 now. Hopkins still awaiting his first pitch on the at-bat. Now he gets it and skies it high in the air. It'll hit the roof at David Allen Ballpark, foul. Some folks have left and head on out of here. A lot of folks have just stayed underneath the overhang in case the rain starts to pick back up again, which I don't think it will. I think it is through this area and gone. Off towards other areas of northwest Oklahoma, the 0-1. Top Hopkins hits it back up the middle and off of Jacob Storz, and that will put Hopkins safe, and that's going to have to be an error on Storz. Because that was just a routine bouncer right back to him, and he could not handle it.
Well, it did have that weird, it hit on the end of the bat, John, and had that weird spin, and that's what caused the error, I think. He took his eye off of it and had that weird spin.
And that's another thing. I mean, how are you going to win in a game if you're Piedmont where you commit five errors and your starting pitcher has six walks? It's just not winning baseball. Garrett Dehas is up, and he hits it high in the air, and it goes off of Storz's glove again, and it will score Taylor. Back-to-back errors on Jacob Storz. And a tough start. But here's the thing. Piedmont has nobody left. He's their 11th guy off the bench pitching.
Yeah.
And it's 8-1 Enid Majors.
Now, six errors, John. We only have one more hit than they have errors.
Yeah.
That's seven.
Camden Kalk is next. He's 0-2. A strikeout, a fly out to right, and Kalk will bounce it over foul. 0-1. The Bike Shop is Northwest Oklahoma's only Oakley premium dealer with the area's largest selection of Oakley sunglasses, parts, and accessories. Let Micah and the crew at the Bike Shop outfit your team in stylish Oakley eyewear at the corner of Randolph and Independence in downtown Enid. Tell Micah you heard this ad. You'll get 10% off your next purchase, your next Oakley purchase at the Bike Shop. Camden Kalk looking for his first hit of the evening, and he belts it into left. He'll get it right here. Rounding third is Hopkins. He'll charge on home to score, and it is 9-1 Enid Majors. Kalk is credited with an RBI. And that's the first hit of the inning for the Majors. Their ninth run. But now we've seen the entire Enid Majors batting order up. And Storz came into this inning with two outs already on the board. But those two runs that came home to score are going to be charged to Jacob Ellis. However, they're not going to be earned runs against him. So even though Ellis will get charged, with eight runs allowed, only four of those against him have been earned. Fastball goes flying back to the wall. Foul. Fouled off by Rutledge, 0-1. Rutledge got his first hit of the game and really one he needed. On the season now, Logan Rutledge is 8
of 48. But then he rounded second and got thrown out at third. 0-1 to Rutledge. Bullseye, 0-2. So his average now, 167. Runners on first and second. Garrett Dehas on second. Calc on first for the majors. The 0-2. Curveball down and away, 1-2. Boy, this just doesn't look like the same Piedmont team we saw almost a month ago now, Brady.
Yeah, it looks like they kind of lost some firepower to him.
Well, it also doesn't help that they had to play a game right before this. The 1-2 sent over to third and right to Chandler Pro, who has to beat a hustling Garrett Dehas to third base, and that makes it 9-1 Enid Majors as it ends the inning. But we saw all nine batters in that inning for Enid, three runs on a hit with two errors, and they do leave two men aboard, but they lead 9-1 over Piedmont going to the fifth. This is Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt's, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
You've caught Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Majors from the outset, they lead Piedmont 9-1 going into the fifth inning. You're looking for a special battery? Not sure what kind you need? Just ask Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. They've got it all. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Every battery for every need at 5601 West Garriott Road in Enid. Interstate All Battery Center of Enid. Proud to sponsor the Enid Majors this summer. Also proud to sponsor the Enid Majors this year is Godfather's Pizza. Voted the best pizza in Enid. Find them today at 2101 West Garriott Road in Enid. That is Godfather's Pizza. Brady Thomas, Jacob Ellis, and Anthony Morjon are up now. If Piedmont cannot get a run across here in the top of the fifth, then this game will end via the eight-run rule after five. The Majors have scored at least a run in every inning, and Piedmont has committed at least one error in every inning. They have six errors in the game. And actually, it's Caden Shorts. Nope, this is Brady Thomas. It's Brady, and Brady fouls it out of play, 0-1. Brady reached on an error, and in the last game against the Majors, Brady was pretty successful. He went 2-for-3 in that loss. Earlier today, he was 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored against the Shockers, the 0-1. Way behind on that pitch from Troxell, 0-2. So Troxell, if he can finish this out, which is looking very likely like he might, then he will go to 3-3 on the summer and have an ERA under 3. Here's the 0-2. Thomas sends it down the left field line, and it will go circling out onto the street. Busy night in Enid. It's first Friday, so that was going on from 6 to 9 tonight. I'm sure the weather probably wreaked some havoc on that. But you're giving people an excuse to go out and enjoy some adult beverages and some of the businesses in Enid. You know they're going to take advantage. That one dribbled right in front of home plate. Troxell picks it up and throws it a little bit wide of first base, but E.J. Taylor is able to make the stretch, gather the ball in for the first down. That brings up Jacob Ellis, who is 0-for-1 tonight with a strikeout looking. And in the game prior, Jacob Ellis did not bat. And now I think we are going to see Caden Stortz. Yeah, so Ellis will be done. Caden Stortz will be pinch hitting here for Ellis. Yeah.
He falls behind 0-1 to Troxel. The 0-1 pitch is high, 1-1. Majors Baseball brought to you in part by the Bank of Kremlin. They have five locations to serve you in Kremlin, North Enid, Drummond, Goldtree, and their Oakwood branch in Enid. Banking with the people you know, that's the Bank of Kremlin. Proud to support the majors, member FDIC. The 1-1 paints the outside corner from Troxel, 1-2, 81 miles an hour. Majors 9, Piedmont 1. Majors have out-hit Piedmont 8-2. Piedmont has out-errored the majors 6-1. They've just been sloppy, sloppy, sloppy on defense. The 1-2 is high, ball 2. And they get to come back, Brady, and play in the 10 a.m. game tomorrow, bright and early.
Mm. And they might have to drive through all those thunderstorms.
The 2-2, way outside, 3-2. I think they might have just gotten a hotel. I don't know. Well, maybe not. Piedmont's not too far away from here, but I think some summer baseball teams have different philosophies. If you're playing in a tournament, you might just stay in a hotel. 3-2, and there goes Storitz, swinging and missing, another strikeout victim for Colton Troxel. 8 strikeouts for Colton. And Anthony Morjon is the last hope here for the Piedmont Wildcats. In all majors, they lead 9-1 on the verge of a run rule victory. Majors Baseball brought to you by Ladislaw Evans Funeral Home. They've always had a vision to continue serving Enid and the surrounding area with sincere dedication and commitment. They've been serving Enid for over 40 years with compassionate service and dedication. Stop by and see them at 2800 North Van Buren in Enid or go to their website, ladislawevans.com, to learn more. In your time of need, Ladislaw Evans is there for you. Pitch floated inside from Troxel to Morjon, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. The 2-0, rip and a miss, 2-1.
Only 72 pitches here, John, through almost 5 innings. That's a pretty good day of work right there.
He's been efficient and methodical. The 2-1, across the heart of the plate, 2-2.
Very impressive night by Troxel tonight.
Indeed it has been. He's one strikeout away from victory, and he gets it right here. 9 strikeouts on the night for Colton Troxel, and he helps seal an Enid Majors run rule victory over the Piedmont Wildcats. Piedmont certainly did the Majors some favors, committing 6 errors in the process, but the Majors did an excellent job taking advantage and winning it 9-1. And the Majors, for the first time in almost a month, are above 500 with their record. They are now 17-16 on the summer, and they will look to build on that tomorrow when they have 2 games, first against Stillwater at 12:30, and then they will face the Southwest Shockers at 3 o'clock. They'll finish off the tournament by playing Burke Burnett on Sunday at 6:30. We'll put a wrap on our coverage here for tonight and give you the final stats and numbers when we come back in just a moment. You're listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
Buying a new home or refinancing the home you have is easier when Security National Bank of Enid is on your side. Security National Bank offers full lending services to help you begin the dream of home ownership. It is best if you pre-qualify your loan. That way you know you're buying power before you start looking. But we also know sometimes you spot the home you want before you know if you have the money. And that's okay too. SMB is here to help you through the steps with quick local decisions. Security National Bank of Enid, an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment is having a huge sale the first 8 days in July. This is the biggest sale we have ever had. Mowers, blowers, battery operated. If we sell it, it's on sale. Every brand, all week long. That's right, everything. Some prices lower than they have been in 10 years. Every deal we can get from the manufacturers, we are passing on to you in the biggest summer sale you have ever seen at Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the Yellow Pages for a Lutheran church near you.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. Every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
At Farm Credit of Enid, we're involved in the ag business ourselves, so we know farming and ranching are more than a business. They're a way of life. We've worked with generations of families and helped their operations grow. That success is important to our community. And we're proud to have played a part. We focus on you. Farm Credit of Enid.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
Do you need money fast? Take your unwanted gold and silver jewelry or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with your pockets full of cold hard cash. CC Coins will pay you top dollar for broken, tarnished, and unused gold and silver items. You can also buy, sell, and trade your coins and currency. From the avid coin collector to the person looking for that special item, you'll find what completes your collection. Go see Clifford at CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
This is Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
And the Majors continue to build on their winning ways, winning another one here tonight to open up the Northern Oklahoma Classic, going to 17-16 on the summer, their first time of being over 500 in over a month. And the Majors now with a 9-1 victory over the Piedmont Wildcats. Let's get you the final numbers on this one. The Majors had 9 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error. They left 5 men on base. Seth Graves was 2-for-3 with a run scored and an RBI. Ben Marino was 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored and a walk. Matt Connerly had 2 walks. He was also hit by a pitch, scored 2 runs, and he had a stolen base. E.J. Taylor was 0-for-2, but he had a walk, a run scored, and an RBI sac fly. Matt Hopkins was 1-for-2 with a walk and 2 runs scored. Garrett Dehas was 1-for-3 with an RBI. Camden Kalk 1-for-3 with an RBI as well. Logan Rutledge also 1-for-3. Lakin Young was 1-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. The hitting numbers for Piedmont, they had a run on 2 hits. They committed 6 errors defensively. They left 2 men on base. Trace Larson was 0-for-1 with a walk. Easton McClure 1-for-2 with a run scored. Bryson Nichols 0-for-1 with a walk. Skyler Fenton 1-for-2. Dylan Hampton, Chandler Pro, Brady Thomas, all of those guys were 0-for-2. Jacob Ellis and Caden Storts were both 0-for-1. Anthony Morjon was also 0-for-2. The pitching numbers, Colton Troxell was your winning pitcher. He went 5 innings. He gave up just 2 hits and a run, 2 walks. He had 9 strikeouts and threw just 1 wild pitch. With the win, he goes to 3-3 on the season and keeps that ERA below 3 on the summer. The losing pitcher for Piedmont is Jacob Ellis. He went 3 2/3, gave up 7 hits, 8 runs, 4 of which were earned. He had 6 walks, 4 strikeouts, 2 hit-by-pitches, and a wild pitch. Jacob Storts pitched the last third of an inning, gave up a hit and a run. He did not have a walk or a strikeout. He also did not have a hit batter or wild pitch. So, here is what happened today at David Allen Ballpark in all 5 games we had on day 1 of the Northern Oklahoma Classic. The Enid Plainsmen took Game 1 in a run rule affair over Stillwater, 12-3. The Burke Burnett Black Sox beat the Oklahoma City Broncos, 7-5. The Oklahoma City Broncos then turned around and knocked off the Southwest Shockers, 6-4. And then we had two 9-1 scores in our last two games that both ended via run rules. Piedmont run ruled the Shockers, 9-1. And then the Enid Majors run ruled Piedmont, 9-1 here in the last game of the day. The schedule for tomorrow here at the Northern Oklahoma Classic, it'll be Stillwater against Piedmont at 10 a.m. Then the Stillwater Pioneers will play the Enid Majors at 12:30. The Enid Majors will then play the Southwest Shockers at 3. At 5:30, it'll be Burke Burnett versus the Enid Plainsmen. And at 8, the Enid Plainsmen will take on the Oklahoma City Broncos. For Sunday, July 9th, it'll be an 11 a.m. start. The Oklahoma City Broncos will take on Piedmont. The Southwest Shockers play the Enid Plainsmen at 1:30. Burke Burnett goes up against Stillwater at 4. And then the Enid Majors will play the final game of the day against Burke Burnett on Sunday at 6:30. So, the Enid Plainsmen 1-0, so are the Enid Majors. The Oklahoma City Broncos are 1-1. The Piedmont Wildcats are 1-1. The Southwest Shockers are 0-2. And the Stillwater Pioneers are 0-1 after their loss to the Plainsmen, and the Burke Burnett Black Sox are 1-0 so far. Well, Brady, nice continuation for the Majors off their good stretch in the Glenn Winget tournament, going 2-3 there, and then coming back here to David Allen Ballpark and getting a nice win over Piedmont, their second win over Piedmont on the summer, and now they're above 500.
Yeah, it all started with Colton Troxell on the mound, coming out feeling good, John. And nine strikeouts,
yep.
Correct? And Colton Troxell really threw it well today. And then Seth Graves at the top of the order and Ben Marino got him going there. And that's where it went from there. And Piedmont, you know, you can't have six walks from your starting pitcher and six errors as well. Not going to win too many ball games. And Jacob Ellis, the starting pitcher for Piedmont, did not get ahead of the Enid Majors hitters. And Enid Majors made him pay.
Yep. And Piedmont will have to play in the very early game tomorrow morning against Stillwater at 10 a.m. Majors against Stillwater at 12:30, and then they'll play the Shockers at 3. We'll have both of those games for you right here on CTV Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. Big thanks to so many people tonight. Obviously, Brady Kokajohn up in the booth with me, to Jance Davis, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. Also, a huge thank you to all the crew in the press box up here today, Kelly Lamberton, Peggy Kanega, and also Chris Morales for all of their help and guidance throughout the day. We appreciate that. I know Chris was down there battling some, he was down there trying to get that lineup card. He got it to us in a very timely manner, and also trying to fight off some weather. We did have a 15-minute rain delay in tonight's game, but the Majors come away with a win 9-1 over the Piedmont Wildcats, and they will face Stillwater at 12:30 and then the Shockers at 3. Big thanks to all of you who tuned in as well. We appreciate you tuning in every time that you do. And we'll talk to you tomorrow from David Allen Ballpark on day 2 of the Northern Oklahoma Classic. Final score for the final time, the Enid Majors 9 and the Piedmont Wildcats 1. You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball from CTV Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Majors Baseball on 1390 KCRC.
Enid Majors Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Messer Bowers Insurance, Stevens Ford, Baymont Inn and Suites, Janssen GMC, Kuntz Roofing, Interstate All Battery Center of Enid, Godfather's Pizza, The Bank of Kremlin, Ladisaw Evans Funeral Home, Rick's Pharmacy, and The Bike Shop.
Join us next time for more Enid Majors Baseball on KCRC.
Hey, it's Amy Lawrence. I know how important sports is in Enid, and you've got Northwest Oklahoma's sports leader, CTV Sports Radio 1390 KCRC.
Trying to do a grassroots support with the English Premier League, six soccer towns across China, and with all the people there, watch out, China could be a soccer power pretty quick.
Amazon is putting the price tag of how much on their advertising packages for streaming NFL games next year?
Yeah, about $3 million each package, but they bought $50 million worth 30-second spot deals. every Thursday, as you know, 10 of them are being streamed live. The Amazon Video subscribers get the Prime deal. Hey, look, the bottom line is they just did a whole deal with Whole Foods. They're going to do a big-time deal with Nike, and they probably want to be recognized next time around with the television rights deal. Look for Google, look for Facebook, look for Snapchat, look for Amazon.
So Jeter, they're saying, didn't have enough money. Now they're saying he does have enough money to buy the Marlins. Which is it?
We don't know yet. And just because the papers say so, Jeter and two other groups, they're playing around. Jeb Bush and Jeter were going to get the deal. Now they're not. Now they're trying to be general partner. Both of them, there's probably not enough room for both with two guys that aren't putting up all the money or most of the money themselves. And it's interesting because Laurie is, as I said, set up $1.6 billion. That didn't work. Maybe $1.3 billion. Remember, everybody in baseball wants the guy to sell at a high number because that drives their prices up for their own teams.
So the NFL is going to have a regular season game in China in 2018?
Yeah, not 2018, probably. Mark Waller, the guy who runs international, says we've got too much to do. 4 London games, 1 in Mexico, the new Tottenham partnership. But look for 2019 and look for them to kick off their 100th year celebration potentially with a regular season game in China, which would be cool unless you're one of those teams going and then you got to come back and start the regular season and play game 2 being tired. But we'll see what happens.
What is the expansion timeline?